Joining me today is Aaliyah Ogle, and she is coming to us from Streeter Township High School in Streeter Township, Illinois, where she's serving as her chapter's reporter. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Now, we're going to talk about your chapter and how this has all worked for you coming up in a second, but I understand from speaking with you off the air, that puts you into your junior year this year, but you're actually going to graduate a year early, so this is your final year of high school, as it were.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Like, I actually joined SFA halfway through my freshman year, so I haven't been in SFA that long, and I honestly wish I could just do it forever, you know? So it is pretty sad, but I'm pretty excited for the next chapter.
Okay, very cool. What brought you in? Why did you join?
Well, my sister had been doing it since freshman year, and I didn't really think anything of it because I'm not much of like a farm person. I never really have been. I've been more of a city girl, and she loved what she did there, and she was always having fun, and she was always going to all these conferences and competitions, and I was kind of curious, and I was almost kind of like jealous, like she went out and did all that fun stuff, because, you know, as a homeschooler, you don't always have like a ton of opportunities of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was there one night for practice, and she comes home, and she said, well, Mr. Hinchy talked to us, and he wants you to join ag. And I'm sitting there thinking, just why? Well, he wanted me to join ag because he knew I ran a baking business.
Okay.
And I would be good for one of the competitions there, which is called food science. And so he wanted me to join a class so that I could compete in that competition. And so I was actually so excited that he had said that. And I literally joined right away. We went and signed up like the next week.
So you got recruited. That's really interesting. Now, I want to talk with you more about how school works for you. So you are a homeschool student, right? And then you just go to campus just for FFA.
Yes.
Okay. So what was it like for you to not be in school with everybody in your FFA chapter every day, but then to come in for one class and kind of be the, I don't know, maybe the new girl coming in and where are you all day? And here you are in our FFA chapter. How was that?
When I first started, it was really weird. Like, I was lucky enough to have my sister in my class with me. So I kind of was like, okay, I know somebody, but everyone was kind of weird and like skeptical about like where I came from and like what I was doing there. Cause they had kind of assumed that I was like a transfer student or something like that.
Okay.
And, but eventually, like, I started going to more things. Like, I would go to, like, conferences, and I would volunteer, and I would just get as involved in as possible, and I would do, like, competitions and things like that, and I made friends really quickly and got to know people a lot, and that really helped me. I actually met my best friend through FFA, and she actually didn't really care for me when she first met me, but now we're best friends, so that's pretty cool.
And you've become your chapter's reporter. So what made you decide to become part of the officer team?
I had watched last year's officer team, and I got to see all that they did as an officer team, and I thought it was really cool how they almost became a family.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to do a lot. They get to travel. They get to meet so many people. They get to help so many people, and that's always been a big part of my life, is helping other people. Because my parents have always been that way. And so I just thought I'd give it a try because I used to always have trouble with like interviews and like public speaking and things like that. But FFA has really like broken me out of that. So I said, why not? I wasn't going to like run for president and do anything like too bold, but I decided to go for a reporter. And so I did the interview and I didn't feel the best about it. But I got the news, I think it was the next day that I had gotten reporter, and this has been like one of the best years ever because of that.
Very cool. Good for you. Well, look, I called you to talk about your supervised agricultural experience, and I am really excited to do that. So you've kind of already alluded to it, but you are running a bakery, right?
So pretty much, I have always loved to be in the kitchen, like since I was 2 feet tall. I've always liked to be in the kitchen with my grandma and my aunt and my mom. And it's always kind of been a big part of my life, like a big Italian family, you know, we always like to be in the kitchen. But I've always liked baking. I like cooking, but I've always had a thing for baking because you can like when I was little, it was always like you could add colors, you could add sprinkles, like you could make it fancy. And that's kind of always my thing. And as I grew up, I was always just baking in the kitchen, like helping out my grandma and doing little things, whatever I could do to help. And when I turned 12, the market here in town, Streeter, was taking applications for vendors. And so I paid the fee and I started going about every Saturday. And I would bake like a few batches of things. I would make like brownies or I'd make scones or muffins and things like that. And I'd take it there. And people were like slowly starting to like come by more and more. And like I would have like repeat customers every Saturday. And so I started to get like a customer base. And I was like, this is really cool. And so pretty much I said I wanted to come up with a name for my business. And so I was going to just kind of continue to work out of my home kitchen. So I've actually been an Irish dancer for about 8 or 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And the name came from one of the dances that I do as an Irish dancer. So the name of the bakery is Blue Eyed Rascal. And I also thought about that because I have bright blue eyes. And so now people like look at me to like know if it's me or not, see if I have blue eyes. So I think that's really cool. So yeah, I got a banner printed and everything. My mom helped me out with the logo, and I would hang that at my farmer's market table every Saturday. And at the time, my parents had purchased a building downtown, mainly for the reason that they're big on like revitalizing the downtown. And this building, which is now my bakery, was just like nothing was happening to it. And it was just kind of sitting here. It's a beautiful building. So they were just going to buy it. They weren't sure what they bought it. They weren't sure what to do with it. It was just kind of, they just wanted to like do something with it, even if they were just going to fix it up and then sell it again, because it needed work done. But now it's really beautiful. And we finally opened June 22nd of this year. But we've been busy.
Are you the sole proprietor of this bakery, or are you in partnership with your parents on this bakery?
I'm in partnership with my mom.
Got it. Okay. Very good. And so what's next for you?
So pretty much I'll take classes at the community college, which is about 20, 30 minutes away from me next year, like just gen ed, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll still be able to work here because I also might be able to take those classes online, which would be really helpful. And so I'll get all my gen eds done at a community college. And then my plans are to have my mom will continue to work here while I am in school.
Okay.
If I do choose to do school away from home, but if I choose to do it online, I'll continue to work here. But my plans are to go into nursing and then eventually become a nurse practitioner specializing in women's health.
Well, Aaliyah, I want to ask you if you could give advice to folks listening, particularly students who are maybe just coming into the FFA. You know, what would you say to them about why can't you do everything that you're fired up about?
There's really no reason you can't do it. If you just put your mind to it and go for it, you totally can. Don't let anyone else tell you what you can and can't do, because you're your own person. And if you can put your mind to it, then you can do it. That's how I've always felt about it.
Thank you so much for sharing this story with us today. Really enjoyed hearing about it.
No problem at all. I always enjoy sharing my story for other people.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.